Unit 5, Terms of Trade and Gains from Trade. Page 1, Block 2, Unit 5, Terms of Trade and Gains from Trade. 5.0, Objectives. 5.1, Introduction. 5.2, Meaning of Terms of Trade. 5.3, Types of Terms of Trade. 5.3.1, Commodity Terms of Trade, CTOT. 5.3.2, Factorial Terms of Trade, FTOT. 5.3.3, Income Terms of Trade, ITOT. 5.3.4, Current Account Terms of Trade. 5.4, Gains from Trade Meaning. 5.4.1, Types of Gains from Trade. 5.4.2, Factors Determining Gains from Trade. 5.5, Summary. 5.6, Keywords. 5.7, Books per Study. 5.8, Questions for Self-Instruction Exercises. Page 2, 5.0, Objectives. Unit 5 has two components, namely A, Concepts of Terms of Trade, and B, Gains from Trade. So, an attempt is made in Unit 5 to analyze them briefly. The major objectives of Unit 5 include the following. To explain the different concepts of terms of trade and their relative merits and demerits, to describe the factors determining the terms of trade, and to explain the gains from trade, both static and dynamic gains. 5.1 Introduction. The concept of terms of trade is a measure of the ratio of export prices to import prices or exchange ratio of physical quantities of exports to imports of a country. Thus, in brief, the terms of trade denote the rate at which exports are exchanged for imports internationally. The major concepts of terms of trade include A. Commodity or barter terms of trade, B. Factorial terms of trade, C. Current account terms of trade, D. Income terms of trade. Page 3. Each of these concepts are explained in Unit 5. International trade brings certain gains to participating countries. Gains from trade are classified into A. Gains from production specialization, B. Gains from international exchange. Various factors influence the distribution of gains from trade. 5.2. Meaning of terms of trade. Terms of trade are a measure of international exchange of exports and imports. It's a price index that shows a country's export prices relative to its import prices. It is constructed by taking an index of prices received for exports on the one hand, and an index of prices paid for imports on the other, and then dividing the first by the second. An improvement in a country's terms of trade occurs if its export prices rise at a faster rate than import prices over time, and a worsening of the terms of trade if export prices rise more slowly than import prices. Collins Dictionary of Economics, 1993, pp. 527. An improvement in a nation's terms of trade may be considered to be advantageous. In foreign exchange terms, a given amount of exports will now finance the purchase of a greater quantity of imports. This may be stated alternatively. A fixed amount of imports can now be purchased for a smaller amount of exports. A critical factor in this context, however, is the price elasticity of demand for exports and imports. If, for example, demand for export is price elastic, then price rises, which make the country's exports less competitive in world markets, will result in a more than proportionate fall in export volume by lowering foreign exchange receipts and adversely affecting domestic output and employment. Page 4. 5.3. Types of Terms of Trade. Economists have formulated the following types of concepts of terms of trade. A. Commodity or barter terms of trade. B. Factorial terms of trade.
Income terms of trade. D. Current account terms of trade.
This is briefly explained above. 5.3.1. Commodity or barter terms of trade. The commodity or barter terms of trade denotes or indicates the quantities in which the exports and imports of a country are exchanged with each other. This is classified into A. Net commodity or barter terms of trade and B. Gross commodity or barter terms of trade. Let us explain them now. A. Net commodity or barter terms of trade. Let PX and PM denote the average prices of exports and average prices of imports respectively. The net commodity or barter terms of trade is derived from dividing the PX by PM. The measure of net commodity terms of trade changes over a period of time. Take two time periods. We may measure the change in net commodity terms of trade by dividing the average price of exports by imports between two periods of time, namely period 1 and period 0. This may be written as Page 5. Change in net commodity terms of trade is equal to PX1 by PM1 divided by PX0 by PM0. Let us illustrate the above equation with a numerical example. For instance, let us assume that between two periods, export prices rise by 3 times and the import prices by 2 times. Then change in net commodity terms of trade is about 50%. That is 300 by 200 divided by 100 by 100, which is equal to 1.50. In contrast, if the average prices of imports rise is higher than the average rise in export prices, it leads to a decline in net commodity terms of trade. That is 150 by 100 divided by 200 by 100, which is equal to 0.75. The measure net commodity terms of trade indicates the extent of changes in average export and import prices, but it does not explain the factors responsible for such changes. B. Gross commodity, barter, terms of trade. This concept was devised by Professor Taussig of Harvard University. The concept of gross commodity terms of trade measures the changes in physical quantities of exports and imports between any 2 points of time instead of changes in their average prices. This concept may be mathematically stated as under. Page 6. Change in gross commodity or barter terms of trade is equal to QX1 divided by QM1 divided by QXO by QMO. Q where QX1 is equal to quantities of exports in period 1, QM1 is equal to quantities of imports in period 1, then QXO is equal to quantities of exports in period 0, then QM0 is equal to quantities of imports in period 0. An improvement in gross commodity terms of trade denotes two factors: A. A rise in exports in relation to imports, and B. Exports being constant, the imports might have declined. The opposite result is obtained when there is a decline in the gross commodity terms of trade. 5.3.2. Factorial terms of trade. The concept of factorial terms of trade, FTOT, is formulated by Professor Jacob Weiner. This concept measures the substantial changes in factors of production used in export and import sectors. The FTOT is divided into A. Single factorial terms of trade and B. Double factorial terms of trade. Let us explain these concepts. Page 7. The changes in factor productivity in export sector affecting the relation between export and import price indices are called single factorial terms of trade. Productivity changes in factors employed in a country's export sector and its import sector, which is the export sector of another partner country, considered simultaneously affecting the export and import prices of a country, is called double factorial terms of trade. The factorial terms of trade is a very complex concept, difficult to be empirically tested or quantitatively measured. There are two difficulties here. A. Difficulties associated with defining factors of production. B. Constructing a price index of factors of production is really more difficult than devising a commodity price index. 5.3.3. Income terms of trade. The income terms of trade is a very meaningful and rational concept when export income is constant. The import capacity is measured by income terms of trade. By multiplying export prices by export quantities and dividing it with import prices, we can calculate the income terms of trade. This may be stated as follows. Income terms of trade is equal to PX into QX divided by PM, where PX is equal to export prices, QX is equal to quantity of exports, PM is equal to import prices. A rise in the value of income terms of trade shows the country undergoing increase in its income. The country achieving higher incomes automatically obtains higher import capacity. Page 8. Two factors may contribute to an improvement of income terms of trade. A. The export prices should have been increased or import prices should have been substantially declined. B. There might have been substantial increase in the quantity of exports. A decline in the income terms of trade shall reduce a country's income from foreign trade. This would adversely affect the balance of payments position of the concerned country. This may be due to two reasons, namely A. A decline in export prices or an increase in import prices. B. A decline in export quantities. The income terms of trade helps us to precisely estimate the gains from foreign trade. 5.3.4. Current account terms of trade. Current account terms of trade explains the relationship between export income and import expenditures. Thus, it would give a clear picture about a country's balance of payments. By multiplying net commodity terms of trade by gross commodity terms of trade, we may derive the current account terms of trade. This concept may be mathematically stated as under. Current account terms of trade is equal to PX into QX by PM into QM. Page 9. This concept also does not throw light on the factors responsible for changes in terms of trade. Still, the current account terms of trade has two important advantages, namely, A. It shows whether the balance of trade of a country has surplus or deficit. B. The long-run pattern of change in the current account terms of trade indicates the nature of a country's trade balance. The various concepts of terms of trade discussed so far do reveal certain limitations. This does not mean they are not useful for trade analysis. Since these concepts are statistical and analytical, it is natural that they suffer from certain limitations. Factors determining terms of trade. The factors responsible for changes in export and import prices also affect a country's terms of trade. Supply and demand elasticities of exports and imports also influence strongly the terms of trade. Thus, the following factors determine the terms of trade of a country. A. The terms of trade of a country depend on its elasticity of import demand. B. A country's terms of trade also depends upon the foreign demand elasticity for its exports. C. A nation's terms of trade is also determined by supply elasticity of its exports. And D. A country's terms of trade is also influenced by its foreign supply elasticity of exports. Page 10. Therefore, any changes in any or all the above factors shall bring changes in terms of trade of a country. Further, technology influences the terms of trade of a country. The technological innovations are fast in industrial goods sector, whereas they are limited and slow in agriculture and mining sectors. This is the reason why terms of trade of industrial countries are favorable to them and it's unfavorable to exporters of primary products, that is LDCs. In addition, the factors like efficiency of export industry and its productive capacity, population level, nature of goods, habits and purchasing power of the people and foreign trade policy also exert considerable influence on a country's terms of trade. Today, almost all countries are on inconvertible paper currency standards. Thus, the terms of trade are determined by government policy instead of market forces. 5.4. Gains from trade, meaning the benefits of foreign trade are called gains. They help to raise the level of incomes of the countries involved in trade. Economists classify the gains from trade into two types, namely A. Benefits or gains derived from production specialization, and B. Gains derived from exchange of goods. Let us briefly explain them. 5.4.1. Types of gains from trade. A. Gains derived from production specialization. The efficient use of resources and supply of factors of production, acquisition of specialized skills relating to a line of production and its technical process all help a country to achieve production specialization. Production specialization helps to develop an export sector successfully. Page 11. B. Gains from international exchange. There are a number of gains from international exchange of goods and services. They are 1. International trade raises the export prices and reduces the import prices than what is required to produce them domestically. 2. Without international trade, a country cannot consume all kinds of goods. It widens the consumer's choice. 3. It's possible to economize in the use of resources through imports. 4. Trade helps factor owners to derive more income from export industry. 5. Whenever equilibrium and balance of trade is achieved, the gains from trade are maximized. Under this situation, the marginal rate of transformation and production for both goods is equal to the international price ratios. At this point, the marginal rate of substitution and consumption is equal to the international ratios of the two goods. Therefore, the industrialists achieve higher profits by achieving resource use efficiency through production specialization. At the same time, consumers are able to achieve higher levels of utility through favorable exchange. 5.4.2. Factors of conditions determining gains from trade. There are a set of factors or conditions which determine as well as influence the gains from trade and its maximization. Such factors or conditions may be briefly explained as follows. Page 12. Point number 1. There shall not be any barriers upon the international exchange of goods and services. Because barriers to foreign trade result in reducing gains from trade, so the existence of free trade is an essential condition for maximizing gains from trade. 2. The production and trade shall take place between countries as per the conditions of perfect competition. Because perfect competition maximizes production, reduces prices and cost of production. This would maximize consumers' welfare. Whereas, if there is monopolistic competition in production and trade, it will reduce the gains from trade since monopolistic competition represents wastage of resources and higher price. Point number 3. The countries participating in international trade shall possess similar internal and external economies of scale in the production. The gains from trade do change. The factors responsible for changes occur over a period of time. They are 1. Changes in international price ratios or exchange ratios. 2. Changes in the real cost of production of exportables. 3. Changes in the potential utility of imports. 4. The possibility of changes in internal production costs of import substitution goods. 5. Changes in the volume of international trade. 6. Changes in the nature of international trade. Page 13. 5.5. Summary. You have so far read the types of terms of trade as well as gains from trade and their determinants. The terms of trade denote international exchange ratios of exports and imports. The important types of terms of trade include commodity, factorial, income and current account terms of trade. Each of them has its own merits and demerits. However, they are separately used for purpose-specific trade analysis. The gains from trade denote the benefits. They are of two types, namely A. Gains from production specialization and B. Gains from international exchange. In simple terms, the gains from trade increase the incomes, widen the consumer's choice and improve the resource use efficiency. Further, the existence of free trade, perfect competition and existence of internal and external economies of scale in production are essential factors or conditions necessary for maximizing the gains from trade. 5.6. Keywords. Terms of trade. It is a price index showing a country's export prices relative to its import prices. Terms of trade are formulated by dividing the export prices by import prices. An improvement in terms of trade occurs when export prices rise faster than import prices. The TOT declines when import prices rise faster than export prices. Factorial terms of trade. This concept is devised by Jacob Weiner. It shows the changes in efficiency of factors of production. It has two components. Page 14. A. Single factorial TOT and B. Double factorial TOT. Commodity or barter terms of trade. It shows the relative rate of exchange between physical quantities of exports to imports. It has two components, namely A. Net commodity TOT. We can define net TOT is equal to PX by PM. B. Gross TOT. Gross TOT is equal to QX1 by QM1 divided by QXO by QMO. Income terms of trade. This concept is derived by multiplying export prices by export quantities and dividing these by import prices. We can define this as income TOT is equal to PX into QX divided by PM. The income TOT denotes the amount of income derived from foreign trade by a country. Gains from trade. The gains from trade originate from existence of comparative cost difference or advantage between countries. They originate from production specialization and international exchange of goods and services. The production specialization helps a country to achieve economies of scale in specializing goods and enable to sell at competitive prices. And gains from exchange originate from free movement of goods between countries, resulting in widening consumer choice, higher export prices, and thus more production and consumption in the world economy. Page 15. 5.7. Books for study. Bo Soderstein, International Economics. Jingan ML, International Economics. 5.8. Questions for self-instruction exercises. 1. Explain the meaning and types of terms of trade. 2. What are the major gains from trade? What factors determine them? 3. Write short notes on the following. A. Factorial terms of trade. B. Commodity terms of trade. C. Gains from trade. Author, Professor Odayar D. Hegede. Read carefully the SIM. Try to grasp and understand it. Make an attempt to answer the above questions. Please do not send your answers to the KSOU for any evaluation. These are meant for your use only. Page 16. Notes.